He summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two. And he instructed them to take nothing for their journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. They did wear sandals, but not a second tunic. And they went off and preached repentance. The rabbi was preparing them to go out to the entire world and proclaim the good news. And when they went off, they changed the world. And they had faces, and they had families, and they had names. Some of their names, Peter and James, Andrew and Thomas, Philip, and so forth. And the rabbi's name was Jesus. They called themselves the 12 apostles, and they preached that God rescued from a dark and fragmented world because a man died so all creation could be rescued, redeemed, and born into eternal life. Tonight, we are invited to picture their being chosen and sent to give the world a sense of redemption. There were 12 of them, chosen by their coach, and they went on an adventure into a cave with no sack, no money, and with little food. And they wore shoes and wore just shorts and shirts. They had faces and families, and their names were Keton, Pierpai, named Knight, Dom, Anote, and so forth. And their coach's name was Ake, and they called themselves the Wild Boars. And there was a time when they were abandoned and isolated, and their rescue brought a miraculous sense of unity to a dark and fragmented world. In the words of one, it is as if they have died and now have been reborn. And tonight, we can call with joy and relief about their rescue. There were 12 of them who chose to volunteer and to be sent into the cave. They were from nations throughout the world. Some of their names were John Vallanthan and Richard Stanton from England, Richard Harris from Australia, Ben Rimmermans from Belgium, Claude Rasumann and Ivan Karasdik from Denmark, Nico Piasi from Finland, Eric Brown from Canada, Pakla Hoshun, and three other Navy SEALs from Thailand. Oh yes, one other, Saman Gunan, who chose each of them to be sent. And their courage united all the world. And they had faces, and they had families, all heroic. Each risked their lives. And one, Saman Gunan, literally gave his life. Their heroic choice to be sent, their courage to sacrifice, gave a common sense of light shining in our darkness, the darkness of the cave that did not permeate the destitution of the children. They brought the light of love and hope. In the words of one, that tiny bit of hope became reality. There are three of them who will have been called and will be challenged and will be baptized. Their names are Nolan Thomas, Liam James, Bryson Adam, and they are witnesses to God's hope in us, the ways in which God brings from water into light, into oil, a sense of hope. They are our witnesses from the darkness of the caves of desolation into the light of new life, promising eternal life beyond this life. There are more than 12 of us, each with faces and families. Each one of us has been chosen by Christ to be sent, in each in our own way. We call ourselves Christians, and we have been chosen. Chosen to be holy, in the words of St. Paul. Chosen to be adopted by Christ. Chosen to be redeemed by his blood. Chosen to receive wisdom and insight. Chosen with the purpose of the one who accomplished all things in creation. And chosen to exist for the praise and glory of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters, what happened in Thailand in the past several weeks presents for us a living parable, which gives hope, offers inspirations, and radiates light to our dark and disruptive world, in our nation and throughout. It has been a week when the world news grabbed our attention. Perhaps it was a World Cup in soccer, or a tennis tournament in Wimbledon, England, or a meeting of world leaders in different parts of Europe. But more than anything or anyone, what happened to the 12 boys and their coach in Thailand through the heroic action of those individuals who sacrificed their lives to bring them to rescue, and the worldwide prayer that each of us in our own way prayed for them. We were praying not just for those children, but for the hope of our world. They represented that instinct of humanity to go beyond for the sake of one life. We have three lives who will be baptized shortly. They too represent ways in which God has not given up. God is giving us hope through these children, just as the boys in Thailand. This is the way God is working in our lives. We but need to notice it, revealing a sense of God's love for all creatures, all creation, even into the depths of the earth. God is there, bringing light into the darkness. Whether believer or unbeliever, the light and love of God continues to offer us parables, living stories. And these three babies with their parents and godparents and cousins and brothers and sisters, and this family of faith is exactly that. It is the light of Christ through the waters of baptism, bringing forth that God conquers all, that God brings us hope amidst despair, giving us the courage, like those divers, to move into the dark labyrinths of life's complications and look for where God is calling us and choosing us and sending us. So that in the words of Paul, my brothers and sisters, each of us in our own way is chosen and called and sent and exists for the praise of God's glory.